Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 45. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. You know what time it is? It's Book Insight Friday. Today we're delving into The World We Live In, Part 2. So this is Part 2 out of the 5 books in the series, so just be prepared for the next few weeks of me talking about each book in the series and how I went about writing it. So let's jump into it. So it was a long while before I honestly sat down to write and plan out part 2 of this series, and it was for a few reasons. So if you're listening to this whole Book Insight thing for the first time, here's the breakdown. When I started, writing my books, I wrote Struggles and Growth of a Man, Code Blue, An Ode to the Badge and Gun, and The World We Live In, Part 1. These were all like standalone books. They really weren't planned out to be book series. And then after I read, an article about, readers liking, book series, I said, well, I can turn all 3 of these into series. So I decided to make them 5 book series, but I didn't want to mix it up too much. So I made a decision to write the Struggles and Growth of a Man series, finish that up, then write the Code Blue series, finish that up, and then focus on the World We Live In series. So I had to finish the 2 other series before I jumped into the World We Live In series. So that's how kind of things went and how I approached it. Now, in regards to the brainstorming sessions, I had some ideas, things of that nature, but the question for me was how do I write these 19 characters in part 2 of this book? Now, there was a lot of time spent writing out the storylines for these characters, and I decided to, utilize more emotion in how these characters deal with their life-changing tragic events. So, to kind of throw a couple of curveballs at you, well, there are a lot of different social issues that I tackled, in this series. Now, an example of this is, how does Heather deal with her alcoholic addiction and her alcoholic ways? Now, is she improving or is she spiraling downward? How does her journey continue and what is she doing to break away from the demons that infiltrate her life with her 3 young boys that she has to raise every day, right? So that's what I kind of wanted you all to see, read, and understand. It's the struggles that people face in their lives daily and how they get through it collectively. So nothing came easy with writing part 2 of this series, let alone the rest of the series. But part 2 of this, it allows you a deeper look into these characters' minds, and it allows you to see how they deal with adversity. Some people are strong and they handle it well, and others, well, not quite. And it's more of preparation for part 3 and the transitional aspect of the series. So that's the part that, becomes interesting. It's how does Christina deal with the aftermath of what happened to her, at a party, and what happened, the tragic thing that happened to her. And, how does Kevin deal with the day-to-day of being a homeless man who pretty much had everything in his life until he lost his wife and now lost his home and lost his car and all that stuff, and he's a homeless man living from day to day and living in a city where the seasons literally do change, where it goes from hot to cold and to warm again and things of that nature. So you're dealing with that. And then, there's a whole lot of other characters that are in the book. There's Nathan, who's an athlete, but he has something major that he has to deal with and confront with in his life. And how does he, speak on that to his family, his friends, and his teammates, coaches, and things of that nature. So, then there's that aspect. So it's a lot of different things that, I focus on. And these characters, I have to really bring them out to, make it a believable story and also have you guessing what's going to happen next? That's the other part of it too. It's the intrigue. It's, oh my goodness, like, okay, this ended like this. Oh man, what happens next with these characters? So it's a different way of how I wrote it, and I did it intentionally, so it keeps you, you know, keeps you engaged, and it gets you to the next book in the series. So that was the fun part with writing part two. You know, if you guys go onto my website, which is aquarianmindwrites.com, and writes is W-R-I-T-E-S. If you go onto my my website and you read the blogs of this, you get to see the notes of how I wrote, you know, these characters and how I developed, you know, these characters and what went into all of this stuff. So it's a little bit of a sneak peek of how things go and how I organize everything and how my brainstorming sessions go when I'm working on a major series. So I share all of these, you know, notes and little things because it allows people to really see, like, what goes on in the mind of an author and how they process things and how they put things together to where it's a final finished product of all the work that they've put into it. You know, developing these characters and, you know, making it as realistic as possible is the biggest part of it. I'm not too much of a fantasy fiction writer, which, you know, there are authors that do that, but I'm going to tackle these social issues, but I'm going to do it the right way. And that is so imperative to me. And I must say, I'm a perfectionist to a fault. No book has ever come out perfect to me. Whether, you know, it's changing a book cover or rewriting a synopsis on the back of a book or writing my biography to where it's appealing and it sounds right, to changing the picture that you see on the back of the book, to missing a grammatical error. I miss like one or two, you know, in a book sometimes, and, you know, it's upsetting. Just know that, you know, when I write these books, a lot of passion and heart and soul goes into it, and none of this comes easy. I look at, you know, like how much of a ways I've come with, you know, when I start writing The Struggles and Growth of a Man, and, you know, I write that series, and there's two characters max in that book, and then the Code Blue series, it's, you know, two characters max that are in that book. It's Gary and then Gary Jr., his son. You know, Struggles and Growth is Michael and Robert, their brothers. And then you write, and then you go into writing a book series like, you know, this one, where you're writing about 19 different characters, and you have to get yourself into a zone. So the next aspect of it is, you know, how did I get myself into a zone to write about 19 different characters in a book? I do take my time with a lot of this. The Where We Live in series, it took me a long time to write because you have to really be precise and you really have to make sure that these storylines develop and they keep you guys, the readers, engaged. And It takes me a few weeks to write each book. I will say that. I will say about 3 to 4 weeks on average it takes me to fully write, you know, these books. And then after I write the books, I move on to the next one. I don't really sit and go through the editing process until a little bit later on when I really literally have the time to sit and focus and read everything and make sure that it sounds right. And sometimes I have to change a few things. Sometimes I have to delete things. And like sometimes certain things don't sound right. So each character is a different age range, different race, all that stuff. But I don't include those things in this book series because I want you to focus on the character. I don't want you to be focused on their socioeconomic status. race, religion, anything like that. But socioeconomic status plays a role into Kevin's character because he's homeless. And you know that, you know, he's down and out, but he makes it through, you know, a lot of his days. But the biggest part for me is to make sure that you're feeling these characters more than you're judging them or trying to figure out who they are as people, as far as race goes and all of those other things. So with that said, that's a lot of insight into how I wrote part two. But definitely next week, it will be some really good insight into part three. I promise you that. So I'm heading off. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And I hope you guys are productive in all that you do. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.